David, your thoughts on tonight's 4-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Exceptional performance. I thought, especially in the second half, I thought our aggressive closing down, our aggressive breaks, created numerous opportunities, and overall, pleased with the win against the... I said leading into the game that Crusaders are real challengers, and they have been, and they've been a big force in the Irish League over the last number of years. So to come out of the game and with a result and the performance that we got tonight is very pleasing.
The early goal set us on the way, didn't it?
We started the game really well. We did, and probably the only disappointing thing was we didn't probably go on and kick on from it. Crusaders come into the game as they do. They have threats up the pitch who, you know, the McGonagalls and the Heatleys, players who have been in and around the league many years, Owens. So we dealt with their main threat and started the second half. I think for about 4 or 5 minutes, they started the game really well and we were under a wee bit of pressure. But we got Johnny on the spot and Ante scored a big second goal for us, which settled us down again. And we went on to play some really good football.
Every goal comes at a good time, but ours tonight, I thought, came at, you know, crucial times. The second goal, you know, not long after the, you know, the break, and then 2-0 can be a dangerous lead. So the third one, and then what a header by Jimmy, you know. So all the goals were nicely timed, weren't they?
Yeah, no, they were all big goals. And again, credit to players for being on the end of it, because when you do create the amount of opportunities that we have in the final third, you're hoping for somebody to be on the end of it. And say the first one was probably a little bit of the deflection. The second one, Andy's in and around. Andy probably was disappointed in the first half that he wasn't on the end of a couple of little ricochets in and around the box, but he made sure when the opportunity came in the second half, he again popped up with a big goal for us.
Big performances right across the pitch. The kit and the skipper was back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jimmy got man of the match. The TV gave it to Kirk. Goalkeeper made a great save to keep the clean sheet just before the break, pushing one over the bar, you know.
So yeah, he did.
Standout performances right across the pitch, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think the pleasing thing is, all in all, I don't think Crusaders had too many good opportunities. We restricted them to balls in the box. And if you can restrict a team like Crusaders, who are very good at what they do, to limit their opportunities, that can be pleasing. And as I say, I thought some of our attack and play tonight was really, really good and really effective.
And a nice fourth goal in injury time, which was the 100th for the club in all competitions this season. A nice wee landmark to round the night off with, wasn't it?
Yeah, some old wise man mentioned to me today that we were on 96. I wasn't aware. But it was nice. And again, Stevie sort of admitted in the dressing room after, he wasn't sure about it was a pass finish or a pass across the box looking for somebody else. But again, the run of form that somebody like Stevie Folling's been on over the last number of months, everything he sort of does is effective. And I was really pleased, because again, you talk about the skipper being back, but it's also important Kyle McLean, who's come in, played a couple of games when Jamie's been out, was really effective. Disappointingly missed tonight with injury, but with players in and around now fit, with a big fit squad available now, hopefully we'll get a break next week and we'll be ready to go again at Carrick in a couple of weeks.
That must be annoying, that, you know, it's 2 weeks till the next game. You know, I mean, you have a fully fit squad, and with 2 weeks, you must be willing to go out there on Tuesday again.
Yeah, again, it could work on both ways. You could go out on Tuesday and you might underperform. So I think the players have earned a little bit of a break. Obviously, tomorrow we'll get back to work sort of next week, but it'll be a little bit more low-key, that, you know, bear in mind that we started the season bang probably in the middle of June or just before that, with a whole lot of European games. We've been travelling here, there and everywhere, so there was a spell in and around New Year, Christmas, New Year, a little bit into sort of January, that probably it was starting to tell. We looked a wee bit jaded, we looked a wee bit leggy, refreshing the team up a little bit. And again, it's important now that over the next sort of week, 10 days, it's not ideal being out, it's not ideal being out of the Irish Cup, absolutely not. But one thing it does do is refocus the players even more, than when we're back in and we play Carrick 2 weeks tomorrow, that the boys are ready to go, refreshed and hungry to go for a big 3 points.
But for tonight, we can sleep well in a nice position in the league table. You know, it's a nice way to send the supporters home, positive, enthusiastic, a few points clear at the top. Long way to go, of course, but it's a nice way to send the punters home tonight. We have a 4-0 win against a top class team there.
Yes, sleep well. I don't think anybody sleeps well at Linfield at times, even when you're top of the league or points in front or whatever, because there's always something around the corner, so we have to stay switched on. But again, the performance sort of was helped by, you know, the support we got on the terraces tonight, which is always key. I thought the fans were fantastic down at Ballymena last week, and we got a good performance tonight, but we also got a real backing from a real infield support tonight, which always helps.
8 games to go, a long way to go, isn't it?
Long way to go, a lot of games, a lot of points still to be played for. Hopefully not too many twists and turns, because if we keep on performing the way we did tonight, we look after ourselves.
The next one game at a time is Carrigan. We'll look forward to Taylor's Avenue in a fortnight, David.
Yeah.
Well done tonight.
Thanks, Andy.